They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Thursday, July 30th goes to a young 26-year-old queen named Sydney Parham. You know who Sydney Parham is, don't you? Well, you may not know her name, but you know her claim to infamy. See, Sydney is the Michigan woman who recently went viral because she couldn't wait to exhale. Oh, yes, she got her Bernadine Harris setting John's car on fire on when she was caught on camera, blowing up her boyfriend's SUV. Don't act like y'all didn't see this video. Okay, we all saw a young Firestorm. Okay, Queen Fire Lord using flames as a weapon, like she heard Marvel was looking for diversity, so she decided to audition for the role of the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four. Let's go to WDIV Local 4 News for the report, please.
This is what the Frazier woman charged with arson looks like after the explosion sent her flying into another car. The Macomb County Sheriff's Department says 26-year-old Sydney Parham has minor burns and cuts.
The woman busts out a window in the Jeep, pours gasoline inside, and then throws a match. The force of the explosion she's caused throws her backward, but she crawls back to pick up the gas can and takes off as the Jeep begins to go up in flames. That Jeep was all of 3 months old. The owner of it, Avery Stevenson, didn't want to go on camera, but he did tell us that while he knows 26-year-old Sydney Parham, she was not his girlfriend. As to a possible motive, he says he's not quite sure. He woke up to the boom of his Jeep exploding on Wednesday, rushed to his balcony, pulled out his phone, and couldn't believe what he was seeing.
Parham has been charged with arson. You can see from her mugshot, she's got a couple burns on her face. The sheriff's department says she's going to be okay. She is expected back in court on August 5th.
Sydney, you thought that was your boyfriend, but as you just heard, he's not even claiming you. Okay, I have so many things to say. First of all, Sydney, you should feel blessed to be alive with no serious injuries. Okay, I truly expected to see your mugshot this morning, and I expected to not see any eyebrows. But she either has her eyebrows already drawn on, or they are really, really thin. Moral of the story is, she still has eyebrows. Round of applause for her having eyebrows. Okay, I expected her to look like Freddy Krueger in the face this morning. I really did, but no, none of that. Okay, I literally looked at her mugshot, and I said to myself, God is good even when God doesn't have to be. Okay, he could have ignored Sydney in that situation. He could have sent all Sydney's prayers to the spam folder, but he was there for her. Okay, but clearly, you know, God had a plan for Sydney, because not only did she not suffer any burns, there was a Ford Taurus or a Mercury Sable. I'm not sure what kind of car that was, but that car was perfectly placed to catch Sydney when she was blown backwards. If that car wasn't there, she might still be floating backwards through Michigan right now. Do you know in the X-Men comic books, when Jean Grey became the Phoenix, she used to use fire? The ill thing about Jean Grey was she was capable of doing anything her mind could think of. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, Sydney, you turned into the Phoenix. The difference between you and Jean Grey is you aren't supposed to do any and everything your mind can think of, okay? Especially if it involves arson, all right, setting some man who's not even claiming you, setting his car on fire, okay? I want to take this time to say that I love black people, and I hate seeing black people making permanent decisions based off temporary feelings. Sydney, I don't give a damn how much you thought you loved this man, and I don't know what this man did to you to make you react in this way, but what I do know is that now you're the one with the mugshot, okay? You're the one with the arson charge. You're the one getting donkey of the day. You're the one people are laughing at online because you use fire projection to destroy this man's vehicle and damn near killed yourself in the process. Okay, somebody has watched the TLC biopic on VH1 one too many times and thought that what the great Left Eye did was a good idea. Rest in peace to Left Eye. Okay, let me tell you something, man. A wise urban philosopher by the name of Calvin Brodus, you may know him as Snoop Doggy Dogg, he once said, "Now, you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no poom poom good enough to get burned while I'm up in it." That has nothing to do with anything I'm talking about. I was just listening to the G thing this morning, so it's on my mind. But it did make me want to tell you, Sydney, that ain't no PP good enough to burn anything over it. Okay? I don't care if you got burnt. And I'm not talking about flames, young Sunfire. I'm talking about gonorrhea. Whatever it was he did that caused you to do what you did, I guarantee it was not worth it. Okay, I know everyone was talking about the Usher versus Chris Brown battle this weekend, and it had everyone digging into their catalogs, you know? But I promise you, Sydney, this is not what Usher meant when he said, let it burn. Please let Remy Ma give Sydney Parham the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
You thought that was your boyfriend. He not even claiming you. Come on. Come on.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.